Granny said, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is long, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lumen Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the bill from the wholesale house is still a pressing matter, but Lomas found one way of helping raise the necessary money. He has postponed his publishing company's efforts to find the great American novel long enough to undertake the less glamorous job of printing some advertising handbills for Dick Huddleston. As we look in on the little community tonight, it is late evening, and we find Lum and Abner in the feed room working on the printing press. Listen.
Oh, my doggies, Lum. I'm getting tired. Can't I go home now?
No. Now we got to get these handbills all printed up tonight. Dick Huddleston wants them the first thing in the morning. Go ahead and get that press started.
Well, wait a minute, Lum. Look there. It's after 10 o'clock. I'm getting sleepy.
Abner, if you'd talk less and work more, we'd get this job done. And then you could go home.
Well, I thought you was going to get Mousy Gray to help you with this.
I was, but he never wanted to do it. I think he's mad at me for not publishing any of that junk he's been writing.
You mean them poems of his'n?
Oh, he's been writing novels, too, but I told him I weren't interested in none of it, no way.
Weren't, huh?
I think maybe I hurt his feelings. I don't know.
Well?
Abner, get them papers straight on the press, and watch what you're doing there.
Well, Lum, I'm getting sleepy. Now, I believe I'll just go on home.
No, you ain't going to do no such a thing. Oh. We need the money Dick is paying us for these handbills, and we need it bad.
Well, I know that, but... doggies, there's a limit to how much work a feller can do in one day, special a little short feller like me.
You ain't so little. Besides, this ain't hard work.
It is, too.
If we can get one more job like this, we can pay off that bill from the wholesale house. That is, if we can keep taking in as much money in the store as we have the last couple of days.
Yeah, say, by the way, where is that money? I looked in the cash drawer this afternoon, the one hardly down there.
Well, I hid most of it in our regular place.
Oh, you mean the big clock up on the wall in there?
Yeah. Never wanted to take no chances leaving it in the cash drawer. Oh. Not with them robberies we've been having in town lately.
No. Well, have they caught them fellers yet that robbed the gas station the other night?
No, but they're mighty nice sure it's the same fellers that broke in Luke Spears' restaurant.
Well, I hope they hurry up and catch them. If there's one thing I don't like to have around, it's a bunch of robbers going... Oh, wait a minute. Mom. Did you hear that?
Huh?
That sounded like that screen door opened up there.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? And there wouldn't be nobody coming in this time of night.
You don't reckon it could be them,
I don't know, Abner. Maybe you better go and look.
No, you better go look, Mom. I'll get these handbills printed here. That's what I'll do.
Don't be a coward. All you got to do is just stick your head through the door there and you can see if anybody come in. The store's all lit up.
Yeah, all right, but... If anything happens to me now, you're going to be sorry. No, nobody there.
Well, you never even looked yet.
Huh?
Stick your head clean through the door. Take a good look.
Yeah, all right. Hello? Hello, who is it? Oh, ain't nobody there, Lum.
I didn't think you would be. More than likely just the wind.
Just about what it was. Wind blowed the door. Now, wait a minute. That doggies, there's a big envelope laying there on the floor, just inside the screen door. Look up there, Lum.
Envelope?
Yeah, looks
good. For goodness sake, run up and see what it is, Abner.
I ain't going up there by myself. Now, you got to come along with me now, Lum.
For goodness sakes, all right, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Scaredy cat.
Oh, I ain't.
Boy, didn't think I was your papa, steady your business partner.
Well, that might be a bomb up there, I don't know.
Bombs don't come in envelopes.
Well, maybe they got a new kind or something. Doggies, Lum, look how your hands are shaking.
They ain't shaking no such a thing.
There, Donnie.
It's natural, the nervous type. Lots of fellers in the literary business are nervous and high strung.
Well, are they pale in the face, too?
Abner, don't talk so much. Just pick up that envelope and see what's in it.
Hmm. Let's see. It's addressed to the Eddards and Eddards Publishing Company. Oh, well, here. You want it, Lum?
No, you go ahead and open it up.
Well, now, let's see here. Look in here and see what it is. My doggies, this looks like some sort of a manuscript, I believe, Lum.
A manuscript?
Yeah, look here. Here it is.
You'd be bringing in a manuscript this time of night.
I don't know. Name's right here on it, though. It says, Chapter 1 of the Mysterious Case of Evelyn Ermentrude by Yorg Nowell.
Yorg Nowell?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's he?
I don't know. That's what it says here, though. By Yorg Nowell, the Phantom Authors.
Phantom Authors?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, man sakes, what kind of a thing are we getting into here?
I don't know. There's a phantom fella that I saw in the Sunday funny papers, Lom. He sort of wears long purple tights and with a hood fastened on it. Reckon it could be him?
No, of course not. That fella you seen is just in the funny papers. He ain't real.
Oh, well, I didn't think he was. I don't believe no real fella would run around in them long tights that way, special when they was purple.
You know, I bound you somebody just pranking us, Abner.
Pranking us?
That phantom author part there. Sounds suspicious to me.
Well, reckon who could be, Lord. I know there ain't nobody in town by that name. Yorg Nowell. That sounds like he's some sort of a fern or something.
Yeah, well, I'll admit he's got me stumped. Is there actual story wrote there?
Yeah. Oh, type wrote out here. Leastwise, part of it is.
What do you mean, part of it?
Well, I was just looking at this last page here, and it says, to be continued.
Well, I do know.
Yeah, right.
Maybe
there.
We ought to read this and see what it's all about. Whole thing looks awful curious to me.
Yeah, well, here, you take it then, Mom. You're a better out loud reader than me. You read it.
Chapter 1 of the Mysterious Case of Evelyn Ermentrude.
Well.
It was a cold, foreboding, wintry night that Evelyn Ermentrude silently slipped out of her bedroom and stole into the large room at the end of the hall. Evelyn Ermentrude smiled mysteriously through half-closed eyelids. Grannies, how could she do that, smile through her eyelids?
Nah, I don't know. More like some trick to it, I reckon.
Smiled mysteriously through half-closed eyelids as she crossed the threshold. Perhaps she was thinking about the many times her stepfather had told her never to go into that room.
Well?
Never go in that room, he always said to her.
He did, huh?
But Evelyn would just nod her head and smile mysteriously through half-closed eyelids.
Doggy, she's getting good at that, ain't she?
Or perhaps she was thinking about the mysterious and horrible secrets that would soon be revealed to her within the forbidden room.
Oh, me.
No sooner had Evelyn closed the door behind her and started hunting for the light switch than she heard a loud knocking. Cold chills ran down her back.
Lom. Did you hear anything?
Jeez. Sounded like somebody knocking, didn't it?
Yeah, sort of, I believe.
Open the door, Abner, see if there's anybody out there.
I ain't going to do it now, Lom.
Well, I'll do it then.
Well, go ahead.
If anybody's pranking us, I want to find out who it is. More than likely, just some youngins.
Ain't no youngins out this time of the night, I'll tell you that right now.
Be quiet.
Youngins.
Hello? Hello? Anybody out here? Hello? Hello?
All right, doggies, hit that phantom fella, Lom. That's who it is. I know that phantom in a funny paper can make himself invisible.
Oh, it ain't no such a thing, Abner. I bound you Gomer Bates is mixed up in this some way.
Well, Gomer ain't no phantom.
I know that. And see, where was we at?
Huh?
Cool chills, man.
Lom, let's not read no more of that story.
Don't be silly, Abner. Story can't hurt us none. Cool chills ran down her back, and her hair stood on end.
Which end?
And don't say. She ran to the door, flung it open, but was horrified to find nobody there.
My doggies, that's just what happened to us just now, Lom. I don't think we better read any more of that, Lom.
That was just a coincidence, Abner.
You can't tell.
What happened here ain't got nothing to do with the story, I don't think.
Ain't, huh?
Of course, it does seem sort of curious that knock coming just when it did.
Why, of course it does. Don't you reckon we ought to go on home, Lom?
Well, let's read a little more here and see what happened. Here we are. But was horrified to find nobody there.
We never needed.
Evelyn Ermentrude quickly closed the door and locked it.
That's a smart thing to do.
Then she began a hurried search of the forbidden room. She told herself that she must work fast. I must work fast, she said through half-closed eyelids.
She better get them eyes of hers open, I'll tell her that.
Just as she was approaching a huge, foreboding closet door, the door slowly opened, and Evelyn froze in her tracks as a ghost emerged from the closet.
Lom, Long, look back here. Long, uh-huh. Long. Look back here in the feed room, Long. Uh-oh. It's gone.
What's gone?
The ghost.
Ghost?
Well, sure. I seen one back there just now, Long.
Oh, you sure your imagination ain't getting the best of it?
No, sir, Long. I seen it now. Honest, I did.
Well, there ain't no such a thing as ghosts, though, Abner. You must imagine.
I never imagined nothing. Come on, now. Let's go home, Long.
Well,
come on.
Something tells me we ought to finish reading this story, Abner.
Long, please don't read no more of that.
I got to. The ghost reached out two long claw-like hands and started in Evelyn's direction.
Poor little Evelyn.
Evelyn could not move. Just as she could feel the claws tightening about her neck.
Oh, my goodness.
A clock struck one and the ghost vanished.
Oh.
Evelyn swung around to look at the clock which had saved her life, but as her eyes fell upon it, the clock struck twice more and then disappeared into thin air. Evelyn fainted.
Mom.
What's the matter, Evelyn?
Look up there on the wall. Our clock.
Our clock?
Hey, look, Mom. It's gone.
Oh, my goodness. And all our money was in it, too. We've been robbed.